Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, baby? What you got on?
What you mean, what I got on?
What's up? You know what this is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, what time? What time is it?
It's time for Legal Dope Radio.
P.M. Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. Smoke what you smoke, smoke it. Drink what you drink, drink it. Every Wednesday we make it feel like a week. Yeah, pull up a chair, score the key. My niggas fresh air, about as cool as the breeze. And so is Draz. Keep his nine like the dial on your dash. Kickstand, fourth man. With the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit.
Yeah,
give it a list.
Give it.
Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit.
Quit
play
it.
Some new school with a whole lot of energy.
Yeah.
Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live from Illinois. You are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Pool.
D Lad.
Yeah, it's your boy Quarter the Great in the building. Fresh Air to People's Players definitely in the building.
Yo.
Hey, man, your boy Gangsta Grill Heavyweight, you bastards, is definitely in the building.
Hey,
hey, what time is it, man?
Hey.
It's 9 o'clock, son. Legal Dope Radio's on. Yeah, so you know what time it is. We do it, man, every Wednesday, 9 to 11 p.m. Cent Stand. You know what I'm saying? So you know how we do, man. We got an extra super special guest today.
We got a different show today.
All right, so and when I say extra super special guest, she's extra super special. She's an artist, an actual artist.
That's different for a radio show.
You know what I'm saying? It's different for a radio show, and that's why we do what we can do to get everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? So in saying that, today we got Kelly. Now, she has two last names. I guess it's Kelly Leslie Brinkmeyer. She's an artist out of Oklahoma City. Well, she's based out of Oklahoma City.
Out to the whole old city, Joe. Down in the old city a couple months ago, you know what I'm saying? I went for a funeral, you know what I'm saying? But it was my first time being in the old city, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of love out there, real talk.
Yeah, shout out to OKC, man. Hey.
OKC.
Shout out to the Plaza District. From what I understand, you know, the Legal Dope Boys is broadcasting live, so everybody in the Plaza District right now, if you're listening, you know what I'm saying, all I can do is salute y'all for coming through, you know what I mean? And if you don't know what the Plaza District is, just Google it. Just Google Plaza District, OKC. It's kind of like, from what I gathered, it's kind of like a Bill Street type setup, but, you know, it's like for us, like hip-hop artists, it's for us. So big shout-out to the Plaza District. Once again, like I say, huge shout out to my boy Jordy Drex, you know what I'm saying, for getting the artists on. Like I say, the name of the company is Pineapple Rag. And again, her name is Kelly. She's based out of Oklahoma City and Dallas-Fort Worth. So
they live away from each other.
Right.
I think it's 35. Don't give me a quote and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, when I was tripping off that too, because I got a homeboy in Dallas, and I was tripping off how close they were.
Right.
Like right up the freeway, they share, whatever, like we are to Indiana, I guess, or whatever. They like right there, 3 hours, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Right. Hey, so also, I got to give a shout out, and I'm going to do this quick and I'm going to get to a record. I got to give a big shout out to Ronnie Harris. Ronnie Harris is actually putting together a hip hop orientated art show. You know what I'm saying? And from what I understand, they're going old school with it, so it's going to be old school hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have turntable battles. They're going to have freestyle battles. You know what I mean? So, and, you know, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a real-life hip-hop event. So, like I said, it's your boy Quarter the Great.
Fresh Air to People's Player. We're going to come back and talk more about that, learn you some more, get y'all in tune about what's going on, man. But until then, we're going to get y'all addicted. We're going to do it like such.
Hey, and I've been getting a lot of requests, man, to play this record. So I'm going to play this record first. B PMG got a new record coming out. We ain't figured out the name of it yet. We've been throwing a few names around, but the BMG is Staff, Lad, SQ, Block, Quarter the Great, Fresh Air the People's Players, the DJ. Get it.
This is a Cassius Clay production.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling, came to the club smelling like a pound of purple.
Shout out to Tina Solis up at the campus, man. She did the, she, you know, she, we got about 200 shots, a couple different backgrounds. So if you want to know how to get in there and get some pictures taken, give me a call. You know, hit me up on MrLegalDope.com, and I could get that bracket for you. You know what I'm saying? So,
MrLegalDope@gmail.com
or LegalDopeRadio.com.
Make sure they got it together.
Right. Holla at us. Hey, so, Bam.
Yo.
I'm fresh out of politician. I know you got something on tap about the government, the whole the jump off.
You put me on the spot.
I know you do. You know what I'm saying? So we get into that. Hey man, I wanna watch Dave Chappelle. I know that's off the subject, but where's he at? Where is he? Dave, we miss you, we need you. We need you to come back and say, doodle, baby, this Rick James bitch.
Hey, they ain't never seen that, fam. I'll be wondering, fam, are we the only people that haven't seen that before?
I remember when we first seen it.
The funniest shit ever
in the history of funny shit ever.
Hey, so check it out, too. Also, I want to touch on my homegirl. Hey, that's right there behind that unit. I want to check on my homegirl. Right?
Yeah.
I want to check on, I'm talking about my homegirl, Oprah.
Big Bank Oprah. I call her Big Money O. We gonna talk about Big Money O, because she got that.
I mean, wow. There ain't much to be said because everything's been said about the O.
You I love her.
But check it out.
Oprah can get it. Go ahead.
We already told you that Oprah is having her last two shows at the United Center, right?
The United Center, son.
18,000 plus, right?
Plus.
Yeah. They call this shit the Super Bowl of TV. You know what she doing? Family costs $1 to $2 million for a commercial, depending upon your placement. I'm gonna say it again. It costs $1 to $2 million for a commercial on the Oprah finale show. Super Bowl of TV.
Super Bowl of television. Oprah Winfrey is a genius. Shout out to Harpo. Hey man.
Oprah ain't got no kids.
Shout out to this motherfucking Gangsta Grills, you bastard. Hey, hip hop, man.
Hey, so yeah, I heard the list, and like, I remember what you were talking. Remember that? That's hot. Hey, the that's amazing. You gonna break it?
Hey, a little toy.
Yeah, you gonna break it, man. Hey, so Kentucky Derby. The Legal Dope Boys will be broadcasting live from the Kentucky Derby on Wednesday. I think that's May the 5th.
That's the 5th.
Maybe. Legal Dope Boys broadcasting live from the Kentucky Derby. So we are growing. The shows are getting bigger and bigger. If you've never been to the Kentucky Derby, you might want to come experience that live with the Legal Dope Boys. We got a charter bus, living in North Chicago High School, May the 6th. So. If you're interested in going to the Kentucky Derby, you got more details at the Dope Spot, a.k.a. LegalDopeRadio.com.
9 o'clock p.m. Central.
And we'll be giving away spots out there, too, spots on that bus, too. So just keep listening for that. Also, the first three B's tattoo giveaway was successful.
Nayneezy.
Shout out to Nayneezy from B-Wee that she got tattooed.
I had to sit there, and I had to walk her through it. Now, I told her I was going to clown her, so you know I'm going to do it, right? Nayneezy was panicking. He put that thing on her neck. She got the panic.
Yeah, she got a tat on her neck, too.
She got a tat on her neck. Miss B. Wee. You can go to my page and check it out. I'm going to post it on my page. You can go to my page and see it on Facebook if you haven't seen it already. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the Boy 3Bs is down here getting it in, man. These tattoos are amazing. You know what I'm saying?
So we're going to give away another tattoo.
We got them for a decent price, too.
We're going to give one more away, though, you know, before the official, before we start, you know, going in, because we want to get the work out there. Miss B. Weezy's tat is going hard. You know, Gangsta Grills is also supporting. When you catch him, flag him down, tell him to put his arm up, tell him to put his sleeve up. Bankroll Red also has several.
Several.
You know what I'm saying? So, like you say,
several.
It's a, you know, it's going down in the hood. So, like you say, we said it before. You know, I'll say it again. If you want a tattoo, how about the Legal Dope Boys that gets a tap from the homeboy 3Bs? It's going down in the hood. But like I say, we will give another one away before the show is over. Another 3Bs tat is coming.
Hell yeah, it's coming. Hey, I got something special for the listeners today.
Everything is special that we do.
Everything is special that we do, but I got something super special. Look,
is there anyone out there who still isn't clear about what doing drugs does? Okay, last time. This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Talk about whack. You lying through your teeth, you never talk about facts. I keep a pocket full, you never talk about sacks. The next time you see me, hope you take it all back.
Hey, the problem, you rappers too hesitant. Hoes say the flow is benevolent. Treat it like a president.
Yeah.
Standing right here, where the hell you been? One in the chamber, clip got 11 friends. I dare you to bring that tough talk. Forensics to bring enough chalk. Sketch your ass after I stretch your ass. The kid don't respect your ass.
Why?
I perfect my craft.
Yeah.
That's why I spit it how I wanna spit it. Difference between me and
what?
You. Little rapper, you don't live it.
Oh.
Hit a hunger in my flow. Can you feel the spirit?
Yeah.
Putting bumps on your body when you stand near it.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Losing never been the option.
Business of the team, fam. You can call me Dennis Rodman.
Q-Keezy,
Q-Keezy.
Rap is too easy. The most anticipated rap artist is Jeezy. It's me.
D.L.A. Double D. Fuck with me. Cause I got what you want in my double B. A.G. Free Tay AG. When it come to dollars, I add Stacy. And the Kush be stanky. Always high, if not, I'm cranky.
To the top, I'm aiming.
Trust me, I won't miss.
See, your vision is blurred, I'm fully focused.
Sit back and watch a star rise. If my memory right, I got a hard drive. A good work ethic, see I work with it. I feel I'm the best and I'm my worst critic. It's the first nigga and my work killer. He said he got seven, but I'ma work with him.
Okay.
This herb hitting, I swear I be high like herb
fishing. Okay, Young Guns, it's what the streets named us. And I am Billy the Kid in this outfit, I make it famous. So you can pull your stool up to shine it up your banger. But no, I don't Picasso with pieces, so step your game up. The law started rhyming, I found it in North Chicago. Posted on the block with the hustlers, pimps and winos. Blood like I know, beef over cheese and lettuce, a few sales. My niggas are star tacos. Mr. Legal 2 for the 15, Quado. Classic like a portrait prepared by Sir Leonardo. Dope man, dope man. Normal phrase to follow. Cook gang, rap gang.
We ain't promised tomorrow. Mr. Low End, yeah, I'm reppin' Chicago. Seven of the hottest MCs, my nigga, I know. Better run me that cash, I'm talking Prano.
The flow is like a three-piece suit with Ferragamo.
I go harder with mine. Can't speak on your life cause I'm starring in mine. See my face on a flyer, just a sign of the time. I'm building my brand one bar at a time.
One spread.
And I ain't got no artists because of the fact right now I go the hardest. I'm the chairman of the board and the top is the target. An expensive hotel room taking out the garbage. My lifestyle so clutch. So who the fuck are y'all to be talking about bucks? Ain't never made a dime so you talk about trucks. I'm the sequel to the secret like you talk about us. Talk about whack. You lying to your teeth, you never talk about facts. I keep a pocket full, you never talk about sacks. The next time you see me, I'll take it all back.
I'm the Chicago Fire, they saying he hot. In the whip, puffy like my sidekick, D-Dot. Pencil size big with three knots like saying no. I still hustle, man, like I'm from the fifth floor. Get dope, it's meant to me eventually. Gassed up like I'm on empty if you tempt me. I still take you out of this world like rockets. Still toe to steel, but I ain't what a sock fit. Never been a rookie. I'm profit, so I profit. You on the other hand don't know shit till I drop it. I'm being honest, I'm shit, you never flush. Half full of empty till you level up. My floor is a ceiling, I'm always a level up.
When I cut a bit, still never bezel up. For the fuck a bit, put sun down like sevens up. My crew is adrenaline, you ain't never had a rush. Get your shit put on the curb like an eviction. It ain't a game, but I point and play with the pistons. Ask who is it, like I'm at your door, wanna visit. Fix metal like I'm on the show for exhibit. But you'll never pimp this rider, I'm a lone star. Plastic, make them talk numbers, it ain't a phone card. You ain't known by far, so get your quest map. Before I let the auto tune like I'ma impress rap.
Right there, hey. So that's just a sneak peek, man. Legal Dope 2 is gonna be crazy. I mean, come on, man.
I'm glad you brought it up.
I mean, come on, man.
I was talking about the Derby, right? And you gotta, like, none of the shit you're recording up with these little behind your back, up your sleeve recording and shit.
My behind the scenes recording.
You gotta put your playlist together, man, for Legal Dope 2, because it has to be done. For,
oh, don't trip. I'm good. We good. Don't even trip. Like I said, man, Legal Dope 2. It's crazy and it's damn near ready. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit damn near ready. I've been all in the archives. I've been you know what I'm saying, going through songs. I've been piecing shit together. Like, fam don't know because I don't tell them. You know what I'm saying? I'll be putting shit together. I'll just be sitting back piecing it together, man. So I pretty much got everything together. I'm going to run it by the People's Player and Freddie Free to get the order and everything together, man, and we're going to make it.
Oh, yeah, you're in trouble. Oh, yeah.
Freddie Free?
Yeah.
Me and Freddie Free got beef?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
50 Cent got
yeah. Oh, shit.
He'll fuck you up, nigga. He was not. You disrespected music.
Oh, shit.
He said music like 25 years and shit, he said. Hey, so shout out to Oklahoma City. They win in 106-108. They lose in 106-108. 40 seconds to go in overtime, Oklahoma City. I got y'all. Yeah, I got 40 seconds to go, 32 seconds to go in overtime. I know they is. Let's do it. Commentation. Bad shot. So, again, like I said, if you're just not tuning in, we got an artist by way of Oklahoma City.
Right. And she's an actual artist.
No, she's from Dallas by way of Oklahoma City. And when I say artist, I don't mean musically. I mean an artist, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Basquiat.
You see me?
Hey, so, and it's funny too because I can't wait to put her on the show. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to know what her inspiration is because I, you know, I, I enjoy opening people's eyes to Basquiat because Jay did you and he did me. You know what I mean? Because it didn't mean nothing enough to me to find out what or who Basquiat was. You know, and he's definitely an urban, he's an urban painter. You know what I mean? That came from the background of graffiti. You know what I mean? And he, you know, I believe it takes any to his life to have a girl or something like that.
I'm not mistaken. Don't
quote me on that. But I think it took his life to have a girl. But like I said, Basquiat, he came from you know, New York, and he was a urban graffiti artist. And he took that and took his inspiration and turned it into a different kind of art. Artistry, you know what I mean? So we're gonna talk to her about that. So I'm see what she, you know, what some of her influences are. I can't wait for that. And that's why we're so enamored with the whole Oklahoma City thing. We're keeping our Oklahoma City listeners up on what's going on because we're broadcasting live from the Plaza District right now in Oklahoma City. You dig?
Shout out to the Plaza District. You dig?
All right, so check it out, man. Let's get to a cut.
Hey, so I was I've been BMGing, man. So I got something else I want to hear.
Yeah, BMG album coming soon, too.
It's coming real soon.
BMG album coming soon. We're going to work on that this weekend. You told me about it, and then Block told me about it earlier as well. So we, you know, we lined up for that to make that happen or whatever. So we're going to do a bunch of recording this week coming. So we'll probably be, you know how we do it. We'll probably be seven songs in.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You
and plus, there's a lot of shit that we bring into the table that's, you know, pretty much already done, and we just got to get one of the guys on it or whatever. So like I say, I'm gonna keep it in I'm gonna keep it going, man. D Lad.
Put me in a trap, I'ma make some money. Mama raised a fool, but she didn't raise a dummy. I was just a fool, chillin' with the homies. You can't judge me if you don't do shit for me. I'm a motherfucking fool. Yeah, I say it. Want that ice cube, master being physical, physical with nice shoes, move server chains, mold dope, mold vagina. My money was major back when I was a minor. I was 17, $400 day, thought I was doing me, but I ain't never saved. My beard I used to shave, now I'm bearing Dave. My crew is like Callie, these hoes want a date. Give me your pay, I'ma call you late. I never could dunk, but I ain't the type to lay up.
boy D Lad right there.
Steve, it's trap.
I'm a thug.
I get money.
Hey, shout out to D Lad, Joe, BMG, we all we got. Hey, I say that we go to the phone lines.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. 276, what it do
up? What's goody, my niggas?
Everything is goody. Sugar, what's happening, man?
You got it. You know, I just had to check in tonight, and I had to do something for the ladies. That's all I had to say is, suddenly I feel like I want to break loose. Jump in my six and come and see you. Girl, I'm gonna do something that's brand new. Damn, I got a kinky surprise for you. Girl, get ready, cause I'm on my way. Put your sexy body in some negligee. If you feel me and you know it right now. And see, baby, this is how it's all going down. There'll be.
All right, that's all I want to do. What's good?
Man, just what's going on, man? What's up with the album, man? You full of shit, man.
Nah, I ain't full of shit. I'm like Dre and Detox, man. That shit gonna take me a while.
Yeah, I guess I hear that, man. Man, you got heat over there, fam. If you fools trying to, you know, if you looking for a change in your writing game, man, holla at Suge, man. Suge got that pen over there, man. Y'all losing, man. Suge's a writer for the R&B guys, man, out there. You know, if you want to change your life. You know what I mean? If you want to, you know, say something slick or whatever have you, Suge's the man for the job.
Hey, and not only that, though, you know, I know it's cats out here, man, that do be needing that R&B hook, you know, that R&B flavor on their stuff, you know, and needing, you know, just a different sound, you know what I mean? I kind of like try not to be like everybody else and try to do what everybody else doing, you know what I mean? So, you know, hopefully we can do something different this summer, man, and bring some, to bring some good music to this spot, man, because we really need it right now.
Yeah, it's doable, man. I believe we can do it. Like I say, I got a lot of shit, man. You know, as far as the music side go, I got a lot of stuff that I'm ready to really put out here this summer. Like, I believe that if we do everything correctly, you know, and everyone as a whole, like, everybody has to understand of the movement. And, you know, I know they say that word is retired, but I'm bringing it back. Everybody has to understand the movement. Like, people don't even have to work together to understand the movement. You
know,
understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, because it can, you know, it will help. I believe it helps.
It's like, you know, it's like you study high, get the test high, get high scores.
Yep. You know, that's really what it's about, though, man, is just getting the unit, man, and pushing some stuff forward. You know, getting people in tune to what we're doing down here, man, you know, because we a small city. We a small little area, you know what I mean? So it's time to break up out this little clause we in, man, you know. But, man, it take one day at a time, you know.
We're in the city of Compton, man.
Straight
up. Well, it is, man. We're in the city of Compton. I'm saying as far as on the music side, we are the Compton with LA. We are the Chicago with Compton was to LA, fam.
Exactly.
It's crazy. I keep using these references, but it's real. You know what I'm saying? We are that.
Yeah.
We are to Chicago with Compton. We can be to Chicago what Compton is to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
So, you know, for everybody out there, man, that, you know, that's looking for some good music, man, and that's looking for some nice collabos, you know, hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on MySpace, you know, Michael Keon on MySpace, you know, get connected, man, you know, because we only a unit if we move together, you know, if they pay attention, they can't tell all of us no at the same time, you understand me? So, you know, man, we just got to push it as a unit, man, and I'm with you on that, man. You know, that's a good thing that somebody stepping forward and saying, hey, you know, what we've been doing is only getting us so far. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now it's time to change up some of the stuff we're doing so we can get a little wider spread of fan base. And once that happens, man, it's going to be so cookies and candy, man, it'll make no sense.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to you, Suge, man. Good looking opportunity, brother.
You got it, brothers. Y'all keep going, baby.
For sure, let us know when that album's dropping too, man. Stop playing. Hey, Joe, shout out to my man Suge right there, man. Like you say, man, he's a mean writer.
Yeah, he's nice. Hey, he might can write you a rap, too. Hey, press one, Suge. He might can write you a rap, too. You know what I'm saying? Let's see, man.
Let's that 918 call. I want to pull them in, too. I'm going to re-roll with them in a minute. 918, man, appreciate you listening.
And let's do something different, man. Shout out to SP, man. You know what I'm saying? Quarter Key. You know what I mean? I'm, you know, part of the whole BMG gang, you know what I'm saying? So this is a song with SP Newgrounds, you know. They part of the family, you know what I'm saying?
Most damn definitely.
My boy S to the P, the song called The Nookie. It's actually off their new album. Their new album is crazy. SP actually came by and let me hear some shit. You know what I'm saying? I get that. Yo, most producers don't let you hear they shit if it ain't mixed. Like, you know, he brings it to me, like, you know. But like Suge say, if y'all want to get y'all rap game up, you know, holler at me. People will tell you when I work with him that I'm not cocky at all. Like, people think I am, but that's the biggest misconception about me. I'm not cocky at all when it comes down to actually working. Like, I share the wealth. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you want to get your rap game up, holler at me.
All that time when Suge was on the phone, I was trying to think of the bar that I wanted to say. When you said that shit, I came up with it.
What you got?
Ghost Rider. And for the right price, I can even make your shit tighter.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that shit. I couldn't put that shit together for nothing, fam. Straight up. Hey, man, coming soon, too, fam, before we get to the nookie, man. Coming soon, Joe. Top 10 list. Hey, I'm going to continue this because it's going to go on for a month or so. You know, it's a couple of more weeks anyway. If you're listening right now, I want everybody to push one. And if you're down with hip-hop in any form or fashion, I want you to push one. And I want you to give me a top 10 list of rappers of your best all time. Not your favorite, because A-Ball and MJG is my favorite, but they ain't make the list. Bun B and the Pimp Rest in Peace is my favorite, but they ain't make my list. So, if you listening now, I want you to push one. And I want you to think about it for a couple of minutes, for real. You know, while the song's playing. I want you to push one and give me a top 10 list of the greatest rappers of all time. Now, like I said last week, that might be too short. If you're from the West Coast, because I had a lot of people on the West Coast tell me too short, and Mac Dre was on their list, and that's fine. If they're on their list, put them on there. But I want everybody to tell me your top 10 list in no order. Don't worry about the order. You know what I mean? Just because you said Tupac first don't mean he number one on your list. So give me your best. All right? Help me out, Joe, because I'm trying to come up with the greatest rapper of all time, because I'm trying to kill the whole notion of whoever everybody thinks is the greatest rapper. I think it ain't no best. But, you know, it's only one way to figure it out, and that's the people figure it out, you know what I'm saying? So help me out. We're going to get it in like that. Newgrounds featuring Quarter Key to Nookie. Hit it, Victor.
BMG.
We all we got. Joe.
Reached in the bag and she pulled out the X. Interaction pause from the sound of the text. Now we back in the groove. Put the pill down, I ain't that kind of dude.
No.
She replied, why you suck up bougie? And how come you ain't rocking Gucci?
Why?
Gucci, Louis, don't need that. Like the cluck on the corner really don't need crack. But it make them feel good like Monster Ball. Put a smile on your face cause my monster tall. I'ma knock your walls, I conquer all. You can go down, don't lock your jaws. Like the bite of a pit when I strike it spits. Love it when I go down and it's like the clit. Rewrite the script, change the theme. Let's get right to my favorite scene.
Please.
Save the cream, KY jelly. Get right out my pelle pelle. Kill that pussy like damn dead. When I lay you all out like famine spread.
Because the people must decide. You know, you hear everybody say, ah, well, Hov is the best, or
You know, you hear folks like my old dude say Chuck D is the best, which is a perfect segue when it's time to pull Friday Night on. But you might hear people like my old dude say Chuck D is the best, you know what I mean? And like I told you last week, a couple years back, I was on the West Coast, you know what I mean? And we did a little something similar to this right now. And we made the list. And what I did to decipher who was the best was who got the most votes, basically. And with the top 10 list, you know, with the upward amount of 50 people, at least, you know what I mean, across the country from New York to Florida to Cali, real talk, by telephone, whether they walk through the door or whatever, you know what I mean? And Andre 3000 got the most votes, and that's where all this is going. I want to take those and tally them up and see who's going to get the best, and that person, as far as the Legal Dope listeners, will be the best rapper of all times. There you have that. And without further ado, fam, let's knock into your boy's door, see if Friday night's ready to give us some knowledge. You know? It was cool having Friday night here, too, for a couple of weeks, you know, a couple of shows, too, man. That was different. He showed up for my man's birthday. We popped some bottles, big bottles in the building. You know what I'm saying? He was here for my birthday. We popped bottles as well for that. You dig? All right. Well, I just got a text, right, from Kelly's people. And I believe she's ready at 9:45. I believe it's 9:45 now, huh? Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to jump to a short song, probably Legal Dope or something like that. We're going to jump to a short song. We're going to line ourselves up. I believe we're going to get Kelly on now. And again, like I said, we got Kelly Leslie Burkmeyers. Like I said, she's out of Dallas by way of O-City. Shout out to everybody in O-City, you know what I mean, in the Plaza District. And we broadcast live from on the loudspeakers down there, and that's an area, you know, designated for hip-hop or art itself, you know what I mean? So shout-out to everybody down there getting addicted. We're going to play the short song. We're going to get around in about 3 or 4 minutes, get addicted. Song right there, that was Corey the Great, Mirror Me, and that's one of the songs Fam is in trouble about, because Freddie Freeze not like how that song ended, straight up. Shout out to Corey the Great, though, that shit's hot, man. Hey, so right now,
I can't wait to pick his brain and find out what was the problem.
I think it was just a little messy in the end, you know, so I think he was talking about as far as, you know, cleaning it up, as far as, you know, studio-wise.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't really, you know, me and Fred going to tell you how to rap.
No.
Me and the Juice up in there like, you know what, Fred? You're right. You know, it's just because he said we didn't know what the problem was. Mm-hmm. So, no, but check it out, though. Again, like I say,
We're going to pull Kelly Myers-Burke. No, that's not what it is. See, I did it again. I ain't going to blow it. Her name is Kelly. Damn it. That'll piss me off, man. My bad, man. She got Kelly. Oh, you know, I got it. Kelly Leslie Burke Myers. Sorry, Kelly. Kelly Leslie Burke Myers. She's an artist, like I said, out of Dallas by way of Oklahoma City. We're going to make this call to her just about now, and we're going to get this interview going and see what's going down with her.
Hello?
Kelly,
Hello? Hey,
you're on with the Legal Dope Boys. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing really good. I really appreciate the chance to be on air with you.
Oh, not at all. I'm honored to have you on. This is definitely the first time for us because, you know, we're online, you know, radio personality. We're online radio personalities, but this is the first time for us having an artist on our show, so we appreciate you.
Oh, I really appreciate it. I'm excited to be the first.
Definitely.
That's dope. You all in. So, hey, check it out. I'm Quarter the Great. And, you know, this is my main man, Fresh Air, the People's Player. And I actually had a chance to see a few, you know, of your pieces. You know, your relative actually sent me a couple pieces, you know, just a view. And it's dope. And I can actually say
cool.
Dope because it's hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like you get, like it would feel like hip hop. And you know, I'm in now. You know, I am hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So it that's what it feel like. Like it's you know, it's good stuff. Man. I'm pulling it. I'm gonna
that's
pull up.
Good. What were some of your favorite paintings?
Actually, the Bob Marley one was hot.
Yes, that's actually that was painted on recycled art. Drywall.
Really?
Yes. Typically, I take and use recycled materials to paint on. I paint on doors, plywood, basically anything with a surface. For instance, the Bob Marley painting that was on a piece of wall, and I've been known to paint on many different supplies from recycled materials.
Right. Was that a conscious decision as far as like going green, or is that something that's where you're being innovative and creating your own form of art?
Yes, it was. It was to kind of get everybody a little bit motivated and eco-friendly. We're really trying to get that going here in Oklahoma.
And I guess you're right.
Recycling and just kind of going green.
And I guess you're right, because now that I think about it, you know, I've never put, you know, two thoughts into it, but, you know, do you make mistakes, with art being, you know, all creativity, do you make mistakes or do you, you know, throw it in the trash, you know, as far as, you know, I messed up and you throw it in the garbage. So I guess that won't happen as far as the door or the plywood or whatever you're doing your art on. That wouldn't happen that way. So I guess, is that where you're going with that?
Yes. It is. It's and then with any mistakes, like you can always turn a mistake into something beautiful.
Right.
And then
wow, that's amazing.
And then
that's amazing
to be
me.
Able to create from that.
Okay, so talk about some of your influences, you know, because it's like I was talking to my listeners, and I was trying to school them on who Basquiat was.
I'm sorry.
Basquiat. Do you not know who Basquiat is either?
Yes, I do. I do. And then, actually, I've just been inspired all my life with painting, and I've mainly self-taught myself, and I'm very inspired with my daughter Marley, and inspired with the local art shows that we have here. I started my business in 2008 when I was 21, and my studio and headquarters are for Pineapple Rag are located within my home, which I'm eventually will start out in another studio. But I also started out doing small shows here and there, but the Plaza Art District here in Oklahoma really gave me a platform, and I gained a lot of audience over the couple of years I've been doing it. And the head of the Plaza Art District is this really cool chick named Kristen Vales, and I actually owe her a huge thank you. She took a chance on me when I was just starting out as an artist, and I didn't really, she just helped me get my name out there, and doing the Plaza Art Festival every year has really helped me gain momentum in the local art community, which we are really big here in Oklahoma about helping out the locals and supporting local And the Paul's Art District is one of the many underrated aspects for Oklahoma City. And I was just kind of wanted to get that out there for helping Pineapple Rag Multimedia Artwork out.
And it's kind of funny, it's kind of funny because I was in O City, and I say O City with pride because I was always, you know, I'm a basketball fan, so once you guys got the basketball team, it was always like,
yeah,
well,
go
okay,
Thunder.
You know, and they lost tonight. I'm sorry to hear that too. I was trying to keep my listeners a play by play too, but you know, I say the O City thing with pride because I heard, you know, the radio DJs and a couple of my people out there say O City, and I was out there kind of looking for the underground, like, you know, me having an underground radio station and me being, you know, pretty much just hip hop as my life. I was looking for the underground scene, so I'm kind of, it's disappointing that this interview was a day late and a dollar short because I was just out there. I would have loved to come out there and have a nice little tour guide. And see some of that underground art.
Yes, I would be more than happy to be your tour guide. Anytime you come in Oklahoma City, we'll show you around the Plaza Art District, which is off of 16th Street, the Paseo District. We also have a really cool online, it was coming out of Kingfisher, it was Spy SM, but now they're doing online too as well, and it's one of them, a radio station just like you guys. It's pretty cool.
Right. Okay, that's great. I tell you what, Kelly, I'm going to put you on hold if you don't mind and try to get a song, you know, maybe
you and
whoever you're chilling with, you know, that's fine. You and whoever you're hanging out with, I want you all to get addicted, as we say, here over at Legal Dope Radio and check out some of the great work. Okay, we're going to do that right now. I'm going to play a song. I want you to check out Quarter the Great's work, my co-host. I'm going to play Love Song by Quarter Key. How's that?
That sounds perfect.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to come back and talk to you a little bit more about your art.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
She said thank you.
That's a legal dope first.
That could be a legal dope first.
That could be a legal dope first. Right.
Thank you.
That's dope. Okay, check it out. We are in the middle of an interview right now, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't want to murder her name like I just did, so I'm going to make sure I get it right. Kelly is her name, but, you know, we're going to call her Kelly Leslie Perkmeyers, because she's an artist. That might be what she goes by. We're going to make sure that when they Google it, they get it right. You know what I mean? Because that's how we're going to do things around here.
Big shout out to Pineapple Rag, too.
Big shout out to Pineapple Rag. Get addicted.
This is art.
This is art.
This is my art. Like, I drew this on the wall down there. I definitely did. I freestyled 70% of this, and then I went and wrote most of it down. And then I turned it into an actual song. And I wrote most of it on the envelope.
Man, she says she does her art on whatever's landing around. Plywood, a door.
That's why I like it.
You know what I mean?
That's dope.
And like with a conscious effort, though.
I want to see everything now.
With a conscious effort, though. I was conscious to go green. And like I said, I don't know much about art, pretty much nothing.
Right.
Except for, you know, what I saw at the Van Gogh Museum and I was out there overseas. Or, you know, the Monet paintings or whatever. That's done. But like I said, I don't know much about art, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it just seemed like that would be ideal because, you know, I can just picture myself right now drawing my stick figures so I have no creativity and messing up and shooting my jump shot in my paper basket around, you know, across the room.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, like, I can see it overflowing with paper. So, that's crazy, man. I'm floored by that.
Yeah.
Real talk. Get addicted.
Yeah. Papa on the corner, I'm in the bedroom, beating on the wall. Mama in the kitchen, pops on the corner, I'm in the bedroom, beating on the wall. Kicking dope rhymes, remember room for y'all. Lyrics they be beating in the corner of my mind. Long lit a cane, listen to the rhyme.
Can
I just try to give you my design? I would never fly, I can never fake it. I just keep it real, never could I hate it. Listening to LL into the tape break. Run DMC and Jam Master J. Had me telling stories to the girls. Dougie had a nigga putting fly on top of fresh. Fat boy swags with the fat boys hat. Also B.I.G. and fun until they untimely death. Heavy D was killing them with love. Me for me, why CPO explained his ballad of a menace to the street. And now it's only 10 at time. Me open to expressions over breaks in a beat. I ain't starting no beef, I ain't pushing no drugs, I ain't talking in the talk, trying to build up a buzz. I ain't claiming no game, I ain't popping no slug. I'm just keeping it real, I'm just showing some love, some love. Man, I'm just showing some love, man, I'm just showing some love. Man, I'm just showing some love, man, I'm just showing some love. Man, I'm just showing some love. Love,
mama in the kitchen, now I'm on the corner. No more in the bedroom, beating on the wall. No. Mama in the kitchen, now I'm on the corner. Yeah. No more in the bedroom, beating on the wall. Yeah. Fist full of hope, trying to move it all. Lyrics that he beating in the corner of my mind. Pocket full of stones, now it's trap or die. Dear mama couldn't save me on my own, I had to fly. Yeah. I was banging pox, wasn't big on Jay. Nah. Couldn't relate to big, still relate to face. Listening to Cube, America, KKK. Hoping I don't get a letter from the government today. Label flame is happy, saying 911 was a joke. And then the doctor's dropping chronic, sent my city up in smoke. And now it's 17, and fame it was but a dream. The allure's living life and never touch a gram of coke. And I mean, the biggest, biggest step on the scene. With a fistful of dollars, ain't no flaws in my team. Like a swarm full of bees, I'm creating the buzz. I'm just keeping it real, I'm just showing some love. I ain't starting no beat, I ain't pushing no drugs. I ain't talking the talk, trying to build up a buzz. No game. I ain't popping no slugs. I'm just keeping it real. I'm just showing some love, some love. Man, I'm just showing some love. Man, I'm just showing some love. Man, I'm just showing some love, some love. Man, I'm just showing some love. Man, I'm just showing some love. Check it. Cool Herc. Jazzy Jeff. Yeah. Eric B, running for president, yeah. The prince is fresh, but Dougie, he was the best. While Uncle Russell and his brother had me thinking I was deaf. Run, champ, yes, yes, y'all. And it don't stop at 7:30 in the morning. Hop up out the bed and I turn my swag on. Hail Mary's in the mirror for the teachers that are gone. Like, screw, Soda Slim, Biggie, L. Pond and Mo, Pimp C, and Easy. Fat patent proof to swerve to D12. Stack bundles in some trouble, stretching J. Gill. Leah, left fine tie. Thailand, LA, Vegas, they got pie. Yaki Gaddafi said that he and die for Pac. And now they both are up in heaven looking down on hip hop. Yeah, Mac Dre the bass, JMJ, Osiris, we missed them. Buffy the beatbox, but Dougie had one. And now a moment of silence for each and every one.
Hey, y'all should hear some of the conversations that we'll be having back of the shit. Hey, check it out, man. You back to the Little Dope Boys, man. It's quarter to great.
Man, they make rap like this.
Hey, we ain't done that all day.
Fresh Air the People's Player. We definitely haven't done that all day, but that's cool, though, man. You know.
Hey, man, you are back in the Legal Dope Radio Show with quarter to great.
Make rap like that.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air the People's Player.
Shout out to Jay Fly the Fly Guy, Kickstand the News, man.
Yeah.
Shortly, Freddie Freeman was goody. And check it out. I'm going to pull Kelly back on shortly because, like I said, we're in the middle of an interview with an artist.
An actual artist.
With some innovative shit going on, too. She paints all her art on materials. Okay, you might say, well, damn, Fresh, everybody does.
That was funny.
But she paints her art on, you know, an old door laying around or a piece of plywood or, you know, some drywall. What the fuck, man? We're going to pull Kelly back on. We're going to pull up a little bit of her work so I can get visual, you know, another visual of it because, like I said, I want it all, like in Monopoly. Pull Kelly back on. Man, let's do it. You ready for that? System, don't fail me now. All right. We back now. Pull her off. I don't think it was down towards the bottom, too. I think that was it, maybe. Pardon us, man. You know what it is. It's Legal Dope Radio. Yeah. Let's do it. Kelly, give me a couple of seconds. One. Tools a couple. A couple more seconds, you'll be on. Hey, man. If you've been here before, you know how we get it in, man. We have an issue or two, man, and we laugh it off, and we do us. 9 o'clock. Legal Dope Radio's on.
It's actually 10 on 4.
Kelly, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Beautiful. All right, so you know we have an issue or two. We laugh our way through them. What can we say?
Yeah, I laugh my way through life, my friend.
So, with your, I could tell, I was listening to you earlier, and I got a smile on my face. I could tell that you have one of those bubbly personalities because you said a really cool chick, and you wanted to give her a shout-out, and that was dope because who says really cool chick? You know what I mean? And that was regular in your vocabulary. So, that's also... Let's talk more about your art, though, because I'm really, you heard me mention it a couple of times. I am fascinated in the fact that you paint on different materials. You know what I mean? So let's talk more about it. We talked about the Bob Marley painting. We're limited. We didn't see many of them. But let's just talk about a couple of them and, you know, where they're on display at and how people can get in tune with you.
Okay, cool. Well, basically, the Bob Marley painting, somebody, my friend Christina, brought me a piece of wall, basically, and I cut it into a square, and then I painted Bob Marley on it, and
right. That's
what I do. I use recycled materials, and I just try to utilize what I have, you know, and I just try to make it work with what I have.
And I got another question. Is that like your own thing you have going on, something that you and a couple friends came up with, or is that a little, is that a culture out there?
No, it's just me. It's just me, man. It's like, for lack of a better, answer, I have no budget. So that's where it all started. Basically, my mom would just be like, here, paint on this, you know? So I started painting on pieces of wood, whatever. And people started to really like it because it's unique. It stands out. So it just took on, it just took a hold of itself. And I don't know, it just happened. And everybody loves it. So, that's what I do. I just take stuff lying around and I make it art.
Let's talk about it's too bad that my listeners can't see this, but let's talk about the painting with the guy with the gun to his head, and I'll let you elaborate on that though.
The painting with the gun to his head.
Am I looking at the wrong painting?
Which one are you looking at?
Is that not your? It's not. He's not trying to. You know, it's not suicidal, but it's, you know, it looks kind of funky. He's like a. Am I looking at the wrong word? Is that not it?
I don't know. Is it the guy screaming with the music notes? Or,
I want to make sure I got the right one. Hold on, because I have a Free Weezy painting. Is that not you?
Yeah, Free Weezy's mine.
Okay, so then I have that. And then right after that, when I have another one,
we're looking at some pictures that Jordan actually sent me. You know what I mean? So I don't know if that one actually was just one he just sent, that was something else, but I'm going to tell you what it is. It looks like a guy.
If I did paint it, then I'm glad it's good. I don't know. That's how I roll. I just kind of paint and go on. I just do my thing, and I'm done with it, and I sell it. I just take it for what it is and just get rid of it. That's what I do. I just like to create.
All right, well, that's great then. I'll tell you what then, Kelly. Let's let my listeners know how they can get in touch with you, you know, and how they can find your work online, how they can get in, you know, how they can maybe purchase some. Let's talk about that right now then.
Everybody can find me on Facebook at Pineapple Rag. My name is Kelly Leslie, so you can find me on Facebook that way, or Pineapple Rag Multimedia Artwork is the page. So anybody who knows Facebook can find it. You can get in touch with me through there, or my number's there. Basically, anybody give me a call if you want anything done. I take suggestions. I just do whatever. I do whatever you need. You know, if he needs something painted, I'll do it.
Okay, so now, first I'll say, I love your attitude. It's great.
Thanks.
He's a real live artist, though. I'm an artist, too, and, you know, in my way. You know, how I get out.
Yeah.
Like, what I do is an art to me, as far as hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So, like, as an artist, I feel you. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
I was actually excited about getting you on because, like, I like to kick it with other artists because, like, I write also. I write, like, novels also. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do, too. I'm a writer as well.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like, that's something I enjoy, you know? So it's my pleasure to actually have you on. Like, I know being an artist, this could almost be uncomfortable, you know, because you're an artist. You know what I mean? So you speak with your
You got to put it all out there, you know?
Yeah, so, I really admire, you know, what you do. And I'm sorry,
I
apologize, but the picture that we were actually talking about is by Ronnie. It's a Ronnie Harris picture. I'm sorry about that.
Ah, I see. I know Ronnie. Yeah, we're doing that show. That show is Friday, actually.
Yeah, the 15th, right?
Yeah, it's called this. What is it? School of Art class. Yeah, it's gonna be at the Country Inn on North Texas Expressway and in Oklahoma City. Yeah, and there's a link on Facebook. There's a link on Pineapple Rag to it. So if anybody wants to hit us up, there's gonna be a beat battle or whatever, and there's gonna be a lots of artists, and Ronnie's actually holding he's hosting it. So, yeah, come on down, and I'll paint everything.
So now I have your page up now, and I'm sorry, I said again, I'm going to apologize for that, you know what I mean, that little mishap there. Everyone in my studio can't see this art, and I'm going to ask that everybody gathers around the computer and come check the screen out right now. This shit is amazing. Like, it's
really?
Do you have a specialty?
Do you think
that? Do you have a specialty? Because, like, the portraits are great.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's amazing to hear that.
But then I scroll down to your abstract, you know, your more abstract work, and then this is amazing.
Crazy. Thank you. That's awesome.
This is amazing.
So,
feedback. I want you to tell the people how to how to go check your artwork out, because I want them to make sure that they have the spelling correct. I want them to be able to go check your work out because it's amazing.
Hey, this Jimi Hendrix is crazy too. The Kanye is crazy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, just hit me up on Facebook.
Is that Michael Jordan? Is that a young man?
Kelly Leslie, on Facebook.
That's Kelly Leslie, LESLIE.
Yes. Right.
On Facebook. So her work, and you can go to Pineapple Rag, you know, multimedia, check that out. It's amazing. It's amazing. I want everybody that's out there in Legal Dope world to go check it out. It's amazing. Just like that.
Yeah, she go hard.
Thank you. Yeah.
She go super hard.
Okay, well, I'll tell you
Thank you so much.
That piano. The piano's abstract as shit. Check that out. Okay, so check this out. Yeah. Hey, Kelly, I got to let you go.
Yeah.
Because I got to get to my news. I got to get to Friday night.
We had too much fun with you.
Definitely, because I'm in a whole other zone right
now. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
The one that she thought we were talking about with the guy yelling the music notes?
Right.
Stupid.
That is hard.
Hey, the one next to
the one with the music notes, that was my first painting ever. I did that when I was 16.
That go hard.
Wow. I tell you what, so you have to
I've kept it all this
back.
Time. I haven't sold it, and it's like I don't think I ever will. So
you got to come back and debut some more art on our show. Before you post some on your Facebook page or whatever, you got to have a big painting release date on our show or something like that.
Yeah,
sounds great. I will do that for sure.
Man, continue to get addicted, as we say around here. Tell your friends, tell a friend about us. We're here every Wednesday, 9:00 Central Standard Time. I can't wait to talk to you again, Kelly. Thanks for coming.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem, Kelly. Thank you.
And you know, all the legal dope listeners know how I go. You know, if you've been here before, you're a friend of the Legal Dope family. You can come back whenever you like.
You know what I mean? Even if you're not debuting something, just come back to me and holla at it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All righty, Kelly. Thanks for coming.
All right. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kelly Leslie. And, again, she's an artist out of Dallas, as I said, by way of OKC. And go check out her artwork because that shit was hot. And not only because I can't do art, but it was hot because I enjoyed it.
Man, that shit was crazy.
I can appreciate it because, like I said, you know, when I poke my chest out and say I've been to the Van Gogh Museum, you know, whether I knew what the hell I was looking at and whether I was in a hurry to get back to my coffee house, you know, where Bull Rider was my plan of choice, you know what I mean? That's all that's irrelevant, you know what I mean? But I can appreciate art, you know what I mean? And I went to the page and I checked it out, and that shit was amazing.
She can go on.
Straight
on.
So I tell you what, man, we got 45 minutes left in the Legal Dope Hour. We haven't done the news. Friday night is nowhere to be found. So we're going to play a song. That's what we do. We play music. We might play two songs. And then what y'all going to do?
Let's make it a new. What
are
you going to do?
Get addicted. Jinx.
This, it should be played at high volume.
J's on my feet, raised in the street. Mama got money, ain't gay shit to me. Smoke too much for a J-O-B. Walk around smelling like I just sprayed on weed. At the gas station, they hate on me. I fill my tank, they put an 8 on 3. Half these niggas is H-O-E's. I'ma swing on the fool like Ron R.C. AC good, make the old car freeze. Brakes good too, make the old car freeze. You ever seen palm trees? I've been to Palm Beach. You ain't getting money, it's in arm's reach. Yeah, every day is a party. Hoes wanna kick it, nowadays you gotta card. Phone keep ringing, gotta keep my charge. Meet me on Lake Cook, I ain't going no far. I pop a lag, feeling like cash. Fit so fresh, probably left on the tag. Cut so hard, make a broke nigga mad. I don't give a fuck, I got money out the ass. Money out the ass. Money out the ass, 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 feel like cash, got money out the ass. Leaning out the whip, diamond slicking off the dashboard. Money don't fold, why you think I lay it flat for? When I get low, I just go and hit the sash, Joe. I can get some more, throw my ones in the trash, Joe. Money out the ass, don't even try to count it all. Just throw it on the scale, just read the grams around them all. Flip out the tail. You should see me wipe them off, I just like to smell. You should see me peel them off, pick my chick up, she be leaning out the whip too. Money don't fold, got it stuffed up in a Jimmy Choo. Like to smoke weed, got a thing for anything new. Money out the ass, do anything she wanna do. I be wasting cash, acting like I don't need it. I just act a ass, cause my money ain't leaving. I'm just living fast, big money I'm needing. Money out the ass, big money we breathing. Hop off the lag, feeling like cash. Fit so fresh, probably left on the tag. Stunt so hard, make a broke nigga mad. I don't give a fuck, I got money out the ass. Money out the ass, money out the ass. Shitting on these haters, got money out the ass. Money out the ass, money out the ass. I feel like cash, got money out the ass.
Down from the boss, I decided to go ahead and help the little guy.
There it is. I've seen it happen too many times.
It's going down.
I already know. It's like coaching up. Hey, you back in the Legal Dope Show, fam. Quarter to great.
They make rappers like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air, the People's Player.
Insert your wind sound here. Check game, fam. We get addicted, fam. We just had Kelly. Leslie on the show, repping Pineapple Rags.
I want Pineapple Rags.
pineapple jack.
Pineapple red.
Pineapple
green. That was just funny.
Pineapple red.
That was funny. Again, I say, you know what I mean? Go check out her work.
It's crazy, man.
Go check out her work. It was
I'm
possible.
Supposed to link on Facebook.
Hold on real quick. Let's call out the Friday night and see where the hell he at, man. Friday night. Matter of fact, I know you're getting addicted with your podcast and what have you Friday night. Where you at, man? Do we got to call you again? Because we will. We ain't above that.
We will call you.
We're not above that, man, because you're missing in action. I saw you pop in, but you act like you couldn't listen to Kelly Myers. You dig? Kelly Leslie. Shit. Kelly Leslie Berkmeyer. That was a
man, look.
Yep.
The picture with the dude yelling was her first picture. That's hard.
That was a close picture.
It's even harder the fact that that's the one she thought we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened to be the first one she ever did. That's stupid hot. Hey, shout out to, what's his name, Ronnie Harris? Shout out to Ronnie Harris, though. That's a hard picture. I'm going to tell y'all what it is. It looked like a picture. All right, it's a mirror. And it's a gun painted. And then on the other side of a gun, it's like a red, like, splash almost. And there's a guy standing in front of the mirror with his hand over his mouth and a Rubik's Cube around his neck, I think it was. And it looked like he getting his brains tossed. Super stupid hard. We're going to get Friday night on the line, man. See what it do.
Make my grass like this.
Legal Dope, what's good?
Man, I'm fighting bears and switches, man. What's going down, baby?
I can't call it. What's to it, man?
I heard Andre 3000, man.
What?
You already what? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, ladies and gentlemen. Man, they got the network with them. The room must be too small to fit a network in there.
We didn't have a network with them.
All right, well, don't even worry about it. We'll do what we do then.
Keep partying until the wheels fall off the ride. We gonna roll until the wheels fall off this bitch. Hey, I got my hands on some old school Black Assassin shit. Nope. Old school. What did I mention to everybody? I got a song with me, Sag, Nate, EDIL, Quarion, all of them.
Hey, Quad's out too, man. Shout out to my homeboy Quad, man. Quad's home.
My nigga. I hollered at him too, man. We're going to sit down and get some work done, me and Jay. I was serious when I said I want to do a Black Assassin album, man. That'd be amazing.
We can't do a Let's Set on there. We got to call it something different.
Shit. She already in.
You heard me?
She already in. She in like friends. Let's see what we do.
Yeah.
What are y'all talking about?
619, you on the air?
No.
Hey, what it do?
What up, though?
What's happening, man? You know, it's the Bulla Blocker.
She's pregnant now.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God, it's good.
Oh, man, you know, man, just laying back in the hood, man, getting addicted, legal doped up.
As you should, as you should. Shout out to the whole neighborhood over there getting addicted, man. Know what it is, man.
Shout out to legends. Might be stepping in there tonight.
Shout out to Legends then. Make that happen, man. Represent the squad real well, you know?
SQBMG in the building. We all we got, baby. SQBMG in the building.
Well, Joe.
Yeah, man. You know, we
shout out to the
home
boys getting addicted.
We got
all
the ass, man. Hey, it's a BMG world.
A few tattoos, my nigga. You know, I'm out here in the hood with the tattoo gang going. If y'all ain't
fucking. We already spoke
hey,
on that.
I
we
ain't
said
no
you got.
Hey, let them know, man. I just do this shit for fun, not for fun.
As you should. We already told them. You know what I mean? We gave you a couple of billboards out so they know where to go find your work at. You know, we're going to put the Facebook page together so they can come check a little bit of your work out, too. You know what I'm saying? We're putting it out there. They already know how to get in tune with you.
Legal dope tattoos, nigga, that's what it is.
Say no more, fam. We'll get in tune with y'all, man. Be safe out there tonight, Joe.
Yeah, that.
Love, baby.
So, whoa.
That was Bully Bogard checking in with us, man, getting addicted. You know how he do his thing, man.
My nigga, that's Q in the back.
That's Q in the background.
Joe, BMG.
We
like I say, man, y'all already know what it is, BMG, SQ, Block Life. I play Block. I play Staff. I play Lad. I play me. I play
I'm
Q.
I'm going to trick be on myself.
Hey,
Bobby
man.
Smack,
one of my favorites right here.
Fuck around,
that's
give
cute.
Me some shoes and an outfit. You feel me? I ain't
going,
hell no, that's outrageous,
that's
absurd, man.
No,
buy no bitch, no food. Smoke this bitch out with my product, I'm finna sell. And still give you some gas money to get back home? In two trucks? Bitch, you crazy. Crazy as hell.
SQ, don't holler at them, man. See what they talking about, man. Hey.
They say life is exotic cars. More haters, more hoes, can't tell them apart. Shorty, you heartless. I'm ready to start this. Know I'm one of the hardest. I'm gonna get it regardless. They say it's nothing like fast money. Call me Ed Day since the first one to grab from me. Not to mention we getting it. Look how far we came, we just some pots out the kitchen. Every nigga in the world got a story to tell. Done it all, been everywhere, I guess I'ma do well. Rap don't sell, look I can't fail. Know we coming to get you before we sit in that cell. Yeah, clientele, I keep the block jumping. I don't see haters, they wanna hold something. Ask my old woman, I need a new chick. And women flock to me, why should I pick? Told them that's the reason on these tracks, yeah, I go hard. Know the laws, watch and change my clothes, different color cars. Hold nigga by far, straps for the mayor. Maserati hustle, hide a nigga from the takeoff. Told them that's the reason on these tracks, yeah, I go hard. Know the laws, watch and change my clothes, different color cars. Hold nigga by far, straps for the mayor. Maserati hustle, hide a nigga from the takeoff. Been the street nigga, pimp you working with the villains. I'm in the two seater, perp blowing through the ceiling. This is motion picture shit, and I be the villain. If the game cutthroat, I guess I'm here to do the healing. My niggas put the licks in the streets, homie, be aware. I get the call, break it all down, homie, watch out. They tell me I can spit, I tell them, boy, I just do me. Any hustle in your blood, you know the terminology. I really ain't concerned if the topic ain't about cake. R.I.P. to Josh Simpson, it hurt me when he went away. Talk about my life and my struggles, what I've been through. They say it's all about who you know and who you kin to. I told them that's the reason on these tracks, yeah, I go hard. Know the laws, watch and change my clothes, different color cars. Whole nigga by far, straps for the mayors. Maserati hustle, high nigga about to take off. Told them that's the reason on these tracks, yeah, I go hard. Know the laws, watch and change my clothes, different color cars. Whole nigga by far, straps for the mayors. Maserati hustle, high nigga from the takeoff. Told them that's the reason on these tracks, yeah, I go hard. Know the laws, watch and change my clothes, different color cars. Whole nigga by far, straps for the mayors. Maserati hustle, high nigga about to take off. Told them that's the reason on these tracks, yeah, I go hard. Know the laws, watch and change my clothes, different color cars. Whole nigga by far, straps for the mayors. Maserati hustle, high nigga from the takeoff. Told them that's the reason on these tracks, yeah, I go hard. Know the laws, watch and change my clothes, different color cars. Whole nigga by far, straps for the mayors. Maserati hustle, high nigga about to take off.
Yeah, 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 that was theme music by the homeboy SQ. You know what might be on there? Hold your head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know anything? Let's check it out, man. That was my homeboy SQ, BMG.
BMG, we all we motherfucking got.
Theme music right
this
there.
Motherfucking, oh, it's going to be a problem this summer, son. This summer is going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem this summer. It's going to be a fucking problem. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you it's going to be a problem. Hey, so I'm about to do two things at once. All right, I'm about to play a record for somebody because they, you know, this is their favorite person in the world. So I'm gonna play the record for somebody. And I'm also gonna dedicate this song to my nigga Steve because I was listening to Guapa late today. And every time I listen to that shit, I think about the homie Steve. You know what I'm saying? So this is love to two people. Get a dick.
Yo, Jackson.
All boys in Clinton and Rikers Island, all of Tennessee, Boomia, Matuni, Geronimo, all the political prisoners, all the jailhouses.
Message after the tone.
Man, it's too bad we ain't got that feature no more. We used to leave messages back in the day. I don't think we're doing that right now, though. But back in the day, we could do that shit. But anyway, what we just did was put a call out to Ace Coon. Ace Coon is in a contest right now. Ace Coon is in a contest right now to play Tupac.
And he's fucking killing it.
And he's calling in right now, man.
Looks like he's calling in.
Same type of shit, you know what I'm saying? That's why we played that Tupac song. First of all, that's not why. We played that Tupac song because my man is locked up, my man Steve, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that was Hold Your Head by Tupac, obviously, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
you know,
and like I say,
it was self-explanatory.
Right, it was a double thing for me. It was for somebody that needed some pock in their life right now, because there's some people that need it in their life. So somebody needed some pock in their life right now, so I hit them with that, and I also hit them with that because the homeboy Steve is locked up. But like Fresh was saying, we got Ace Coon, man. I've seen the actual YouTube footage of him doing his thing, and the shit is amazing, fam.
And
there's certain parts where he looked fucking just like
him. And it's kind of funny, because if you heard on the show, I don't know if there was anything to, you know, Ace Coon listening to the show and me saying it. I'm not looking for no credit. I'm just saying, I said something about this a couple of weeks ago about how they were giving clearance for the movie to shoot a Tupac movie. And Antoine Fuqua, the dude who did
Training Day,
got the clearance for it. So I'm not sure if this is the movie that he's trying out for, you know what I mean? But that's all the same. So, you know, have it all the same. Ace Coon is trying out for a part to play Tupac, and he's murdering that shit. So
in the actual movie.
An actual movie.
We're going to get him on. We was calling out to Ace Coon
right now, but he was calling in to us. So we're going to pull Ace Coon on right now.
Ace, what up, Joe?
What's happening, bro?
What's happening with it, man? Hey, it's funny because we was just calling you. Was you calling up because we was calling you, or you were just calling in?
Man, as soon as you called, man, I just picked up. Yeah, I just picked up.
But you're probably on your answering machine right now.
Yeah. Man.
All right, hey, school, so check it out, man. We were just talking about the part, and word has it that you smashing the issue, you know what I'm saying, that you're getting it in all the way, you know what I'm saying? So I need you to talk about what you got going on as far as that goes, you know what I mean, as far as you playing that part, as far as what you got going on, man, because it's big.
It's huge.
Well, as far as the part, man, it's like, you know what I'm saying, there's a certain significance, you know what I'm saying, that I feel like a lot of artists and a lot of auditioners, they're kind of missing it. They're not taking into consideration how important, you know what I'm saying, and the significance of this role is, man, it's real important. Because, I mean, this man laid his life down, you know what I'm saying, for the have-nots. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately, like I said, he gave up his life for the have-nots, man. And you got a lot of people out here auditioning for the role, and they not giving it they all. You know what I'm saying?
And see, that's my thing, because I know how passionate you is about Pac the person.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, that's why when I've seen it, like, I can feel it. Like, you know what I mean? It's funny because I just watched some footage of Pac when he was locked up. I think it was on the rape charge. He was locked up on the rape charge. And they had a little interview with him. And he sat in the room with somebody and they chopped it up. And I watched some of the footage and it's like, it was tripped out, man. You got it. You hitting it on the nail.
Man, it's like I said, I've been studying dude for a while, man, and, you know what I'm saying, been preparing for this part for a long time, you know what I'm saying? And it's like they kind of like trying to just portray somebody who just jumping around and cussing, you know what I'm saying? And he meant more to the world than that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, step in the game, and I'm trying to do this right, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to portray this role and do it the right way. And give him some type of justice, man, with a legacy.
And I tell you what, on some real shit, Ace Coon, Founders Fresh Air, Joe, I got to applaud and appreciate what you're doing, fam, not only because you know, Lake County Zone or none of that old shit, but simply to hear you say that this man, you know, gave whatever he had to the world. You know what I'm saying? And, like, that was, you know, and that was an overstatement only in the sense of, you know, maybe somebody like Michael Jackson gave himself to the world, you know what I'm saying? But Tupac actually was bigger than, you know, not bigger than hip-hop, but he gave himself to more than just hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And you approaching shit just that way, fam, and I got to appreciate that.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate, man, you checking that out, man, and being able to, you know what I'm saying, peek that. The thing yourself, man, I appreciate that, man, for sure.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? It ain't about a payoff. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think this is about a payoff, man. It's about, you know what I'm saying, giving this man the just due credit you know what I'm saying, that it deserves.
I feel that. See, I understand that. Like, I see that. You know what I mean? Like, I see it's bigger than just, you know what I mean? Of course, it's like hip-hop. It's like love. It's funny because it's like art. Like, you know, like Kelly we had on earlier, you know what I'm saying? She's doing it for, you know, and me, I'm doing it for, you know that right there, that's dope, man. And I could see it. That's dope. Passing
it there,
fam. It's crazy. It's tripped out.
Hey, listen. On some real shit. Hey, it's going to, I want you to do without turning this into another interview. I want you to let people know where they can go check the, you know, your, some of your links out. You know what I'm saying? Some of your YouTube footage or whatever. Maybe they can hit you up and leave some comments and somebody will see those comments because somebody got to see your footage and see what you got going on. You know what I mean? Let them know where they can go find your audition tape, or not your tape, but your audition clip or whatever happened.
And they got a page, it's called In Search of Tupac or whatever on the Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You can check it out there. I got a couple of other
Well, that's what's up, man. I tell you what, too, just make sure, bro, that you know what I mean, come back and check us out, you know what I mean, and keep us posted as far as, you know, your progress, you know what I mean, as far as that goes, because, you know, we're going to be behind you or whatever, you know, as far as us putting the word out there and letting as many people know, you know, within ears reach that, you know what I mean? We got a homegrown product trying to do something big, so they should go ahead and follow it and make sure they get in tune with it, because we do that to everybody else that's homegrown, so this ain't nothing different with you.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I, you know what I'm saying? Just want everybody, you know what I'm saying, check it out and just, you know, we're going to do this the right way, you know what I'm saying? Get this man his just due.
Right. Well, like I said, too, man, you gave him the Tupac page. Give them your Facebook, too, you know what I mean, and something like that, so they could, you know, go check that out as far as that goes and follow you on that, too.
Yeah, on the Facebook, you know what I'm saying, just put a search, Ace Coon with a K, man, you know what I'm saying, we just going to try to do what we can do, man, as far as that, we ain't, like I said, we ain't worried about no payoff or none of that, you know what I'm saying, we just worried about giving this man just do what.
Well, that is that, man, make sure you come back and holler at us, too, all right?
Much love.
Good looking out, Joe. Like I said, fam, that was Ace Coon, fresh up out of Walktown, you know what I mean? And he doing the whole Tupac movie thing, you know what I'm saying? And the footage is amazing from what I hear. I can't attest to seeing it myself, you know what I mean? But the dude is doing good work, you know what I mean, as far as trying to, you know, portray Tupac. Fam's computer. All right, so this we're going to do. We're going to play a cut. Come back in a minute, you know what I mean, because we're in the middle of a double up right now, but we had to pull Ace Coon on because we want to talk about that on the heels of that Tupac joint. So right now we play Hold Your Head Tupac, you know what I mean? That was kind of a double up, you know what I mean, as far as playing it for Steve and then somebody who needs some Pac in their life, but everybody does. Now we're going to play the second half of it. I'm going to quarter get it in with that. You know?
I wish I had that. I had some real hard Eric B and Rock Kim I was gonna put on there, man. I've been freaking out.
Shout out to the whole Dallas Fort Worth area too. You know what I mean? Getting it in with us. That's dope. I appreciate that all the way. Shout out to the Lakers too, man, making it happen. All right, so like I said, you know what it is with us, man. We having not even having no issues, but, you know, our shit moving as it's moving, and we're going to make it happen for y'all. We're going to play a cut for y'all in a couple of minutes, two shakes. Yeah, let me get some of that bad mouth, man. You feeling that? I need some of that in my life, man. Bad mouth, get addicted.
CMFD, awesome track.
Wanna go, then maybe we can roll. And you need a call, cause he need cold. Where the fuck we going? So you can let your hair down now. He might be your ghost if you prepare right. He said she wanna go, then maybe we can roll. And you need a call, cause he need cold. Where the fuck we going? So you can let your hair down now. He might be your ghost if you prepare right now.
Oh yeah. I remember that. Desire to smell, juicy couture, Fendi number five Chanel.
Damn, my breath is cold and I tell me where your heart and when you used to be my champion. You could have been my favorite bitch. I just take trips, chasing a high, big body lane switch. Life ain't always what it's meant to be. That's why I'm gone fishing. If I leave, you gon' be missing me. Got caught in the ice, so I apologize on penis beats. Cuss me one to like, I love that. Fuck you, love me chemistry. Wherever I'm at, they know you finna be. Don't rush, you know you wanna go. You finna
be. You wanna go, then baby we can roll. And you need to come, cause we need to go. Where the fuck we go?
Nothing but love in this Louis. Wonder bread embroidery. Louis checkerboard on me. Forever what you wanna be. I see you living in that limelight. Well, I'ma welcome you to the highlight. Yeah, I'm out high clubbing. Bitch, I'm going fishing. Catch your boy yacht clubbing. Catch me out in public. Pockets Ruben studding. And you know I get it. This life, I fucking love it. And I see you in your two-piece. And the coupe got two seats. Somehow I always fit three. And you always gon' fit me. And I put this dick in your kidney. You love it how I do it. No one's done it how I done it. I get money like it's government.
If you wanna go, then maybe we can roll. If you don't need to go, if you need to go, where the fuck you going?
So you can let this
I say, where the fuck you going?
I was mesmerized by her legs and her thighs.
shit, man. Yeah, I'm gonna get at you, bro. I'm putting myself together right now.
Check,
man.
So I hung up the phone, right? That was West. Slid to the closet for what fits me best. Pick Pelly pants and a black pro club. Pearl black watch, you know, dress it all up. Couple blunts of chronic player stressing ain't none. Pour some Hennessy up in a styrofoam cup. Grab a fresh lighter, put some heat on the weed. Number foes on my feet and it made my cipher complete. I called Jamaican Ricky, told him bring me some weed. Told me give him 20 minutes and he got me indeed. That's my nigga, he keep chronic, so I give him a dud. 20 minutes later, met him where we usually meet up. Cop a half an ounce of chronic, then he threw me a gram. Hey, some red and green shit, called it Afghanistan. Do a piece of bulldog on my way to the store. It's just preparation for partying, and this I go. I said,
first you get fly as you be. Have a couple glasses of Hennessy. Plus a half ounce of the fly's weed. And you on,
you on.
I said, first you get fly as you be. Have a couple glasses of Hennessy. Plus a half ounce of the fly's weed. And you on, you on.
So I called West back, told him I'm in the street.
Yeah, I live my life on the edge like a clip jumper. 97 flow, I'm trying to tune them shine numbers. But the game is hydrated, so why bother? And I'm sick of all these kids clowning like a stepfather. My hood forcing me to go harder, so I put them on my back and ride the track. I'm the goal's martyr. Took a pledge to make the town harder. And you would think, cause they compare me to Jay, you to be a ton daughter. But they compare me to the wrong Carter, I guess, so I jazz. Moving forward with my progress, I do stress. Made it yet, it's hard to digest, but I'm just happy the hood love hasn't died yet. Yeah, I told Block like a week ago, the music still in me, but it's leaving slow. And when the tank is empty and the speakers low, the world will never know.
See, I don't care what you say, and I don't care what you do. You point your finger at me, there's three more pointing at you. Is it my fault where I'm from? We're known to make our own rules. We're known to break all the yards. We're known to break all the rules.
My mama said I was rebellious, and my teacher said that she's surprised I ain't in jail yet. Sometimes I wake up in a cold sweat, like I'm selling dope again. I don't wanna go back, I ain't trying to retract. Man, who wants to digress? Paces get you everywhere, though it's a grueling process. Yes, so I stay focused on the prize. And every time I feel the edge, I think about my baby's eyes. I think about my father, how we left when I was 9, and how my mother bears the burden of 3 kids at 25. I grew up in the jungle like a lion, I survived. And so my niggas, I keep repping till I'm gone and not alive. I do it for the life, it's doing one day at a time. It feel like they've been holding Christmas. This is summer of 95. I wonder if the game will be the same as Jigga Jai. With the younger generation still ride screaming, yeah. And we don't care what you say, and we don't care what you do. You point your finger at us, there's three more pointed at you. It's in my fault where I'm from. We're known to break all the rules. We're known to break all of yours. We're known to break all the rules. No, I'm not Wayne. No, this ain't Trey. I'm just a dude from the go with an unbelievable flow. And yeah, I'm a child of the streets, cause my father made it that way. Throughout this experience, I bared my soul. I put my life on the table to show the cards that I held. I fuck on life in my city and how they thought I'd be jailed. I do it all for my town, but it seems they want me to fail. But through it all, I prevailed. I weathered the storm. I studied the greatest to stay ahead of the curve.
Tell me, dumb down your music and maybe then you'll be heard.
I said I'd rather back grocery. I gave my niggas my word. I do this for Pac, I do it for Big, I do it for Dooley, my nigga Pullman Wiz. I do it for Nitty, the shit was foul that he did. Before I keep moving forward, would have never do it.
As we proceed to give you what you need.
get your ass out of here.
Yeah, nigga.
Shout out to Quarter the Great, man. That was your Quarter Key Mix right there, fam. For those that don't know, it's Hardy. Hey. So before that all too famous hip hop classic 6 minutes pop up in my ear, I'm just gonna tell y'all flat out, man. The hottest CD out right now is my uncle, Snoop Dogg. It's just hot, man. You know, I give y'all my weekly pick, and that's that right there. Snoop Dogg, my uncle, got the hottest disc out, straight up. So I don't know. You know what it is, man. I'm around here. Looking at.
Okay, check it. At the end of the show, the damn will rap. All right, so I guess I'm not gonna rap. Psych, everybody. All right, man, look. I'd like to give a big shout out to everybody who attended the Legal Dope Hour today, man. It's, you know, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you guys, gals, you know, cool cats, fly players, rappers, artists, producers.
Big shout out
to the weed.
Kelly Leslie
is dope. Y'all gotta go check her out. Pineapple Rag. Go to Facebook. Go to my page. She's one of my friends. You gotta like the shit. It's dope. I like it. And like, you know, on the low, I'm working on have her do a couple of album covers for me. But you know, y'all know I have to do that. All right. So.
Hey, how you gonna work that out though? Because she does her work on like doors.
I thought about that too. How's that even possible? We would have to actually
divide the door into a 4x7.5x4x7.5.
Or we could just take a digital picture of it.
Oh.
Man, you know who didn't call today?
What was that?
Hey, Neezy.
A little fast, man. Neezy was that.
She got a tat and shit, and she ain't come back. Fam tatted somebody's throat the other night. Shout out to Vicky Bobo. Some chick came over and got her throat tatted. You got a throat tatted, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to they need the neck tat. I think somebody got a calf tatted. The calf tat is hot with the cherries and the stars and shit. That's hot. The bankrolls dice is hot. The little mob thing is hot on bankroll too, fam. You got the hot tats. Fam, money bag is hot too. Fam got the money bag tat. The money bag tat is hot too. I'm saying fam and, certain, because that's just who it is. It's a bunch of different people, but they tats is hard. Chick tats go hard too. The chicks got hot tats. So. Shout out to the Legal Dope Boys. Myself, Quarter the Great. My homeboy, Fresh Air, the People's Player. J5, the Fly Guy. Kickstand, the Fourth Man. Freddie Free. Gangsta Grills, Heavyweights. You motherfucking bastards.
BMG.
Man, you better say the bastards.
Block Life, SQ.
BMG.
Lad.
Top to bottom. Block Life, SQ. D-Lad. Keisha Too Cold.
3Bs.
Motherfucking Quarter the Great.
Staff
motherfucking Young Staff, the Walking Autograph. That's a lineup, nigga. That is a lineup, son. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the all-star lineup. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be the playoffs, you know, for us too. So, you know, by the time the summer rolls around, it should be championship
time. By the time Goldfoot has come back, we'll be up 2-0 in the first playoff series against somebody.
Somebody, whoever it is, bums. So, you know.
I'm thinking, they're not bums.
It's about that time, man. Legal Dope Radio is on.